auch hin, wa? Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Esteban. Happy Sabbath to all. I wish everybody can hear me loud and clear. Okay, thank you very much for the thumbs up. Okay. So, happy Sabbath to all. I'm going to start my sermon. One of my favorite music from the Philadelphia Church of God is a song sung by one of his ministers, Mr. Joel Hilliker. Can you hear me? And that song is entitled She is Wisdom. The question is, why is wisdom referred to as a she in Proverbs? When I was listening about this music sung by Mr. Hilliker, I was wondering why wisdom is called she. So for the title of my sermonette, you can write down She is Wisdom. For our first scripture, let's go to Proverbs 9, verse 1. Proverbs 9, verse 1. Verse 1. Wisdom hath built her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. And verse 2. Proverbs 9, verse 2. She hath killed her beast. She had mingled her wine. She had also furnished her table. If you have Easy English Version translation in your cell phone, this is what it says in Proverbs 9, verse 1. Easy English Version translation. Wisdom is the name of the woman who has built her house, and she has made beautiful. And in verse 2, she has prepared her meat, and she has mixed her wine. Also, she has made her table ready. In Proverbs 9, verse 2, wisdom is not literally a woman who prepares a banquet. Wisdom is an intangible quality, but Solomon described it as if it were an actual person, meaning personification. But why is wisdom a she and not a he? Except for some personal pronouns, English does not use grammatical gender, classifying words as masculine, feminine, or neuter. However, the Hebrew language in which Proverbs was written does use grammatical gender, much like Spanish, French, and many other languages. Herein is a problem. See, as we understand it, is not necessarily she as it was intended in Hebrew. Native English speakers are ambivalent concerning grammatical gender. we naturally think of a noun girl as feminine and a noun boy as masculine. So when assigning pronouns to these words, we use she, her, hers for girls, and he, him, his for boy. When we speak of a ship, a large seagoing vessel, which has no actual gender, we use neuter pronouns like it or its. However, these large going vessels or ships are often named after men. Just like my ship when I was in the US Navy. My ship is a Provence class destroyer named after Admiral James Five, and it is called USS Five. The name of the ship does not affect its gender. To compound matters, mariners usually refer to a ship in feminine terms. Like for example, she is a fine ship. Gender is somewhat arbitrary in English language, but this is not the case in many other languages. In many languages, including Hebrew, most nouns have a strong gender component, but the gender assignment is grammatical and does not necessarily indicate the physical gender of the object. In Spanish, when you say a guitar, in Spanish it is la guitarra, which is feminine. And when you say a car, you will say el coche, and it is masculine. This has nothing to do with literal gender. In fact, the Spanish word masculinidad, which means masculinity, is a feminine noun. Therefore, when translating from Hebrew to English, we must distinguish grammatical gender from our notions of sexual gender. In English, the word wisdom is grammatically neuter, but not so in Hebrew. The Hebrew word is chokmah, and it is grammatically feminine. In Hebrew, it would have been natural to speak of wisdom as a she. As previously mentioned, Solomon used the literary tool of personification to extol the inanimate and abstract idea of wisdom as if it were a real person. By doing so, Solomon communicated a vivid illustration of the blessing of being wise. There may be a couple other reasons why Solomon portrayed wisdom as a she. In broader context, Solomon is drawing a careful contrast between wise and the foolish choices. Immediately before and after presenting wisdom as an elegant lady offering riches and satisfaction, Solomon also presents a picture of a folly, pictured as a prostitute who promises pleasure but who has delivered death. And that can be seen in Proverbs 6 verse 24, Proverbs 7 verse 27, Proverbs 9 verse 13, 18. So the foolishness of immorality is contrasted with the wisdom of virtue. Two parallel illustrations are used, and both involve a virtual woman. Solomon was not saying that women are intrinsically wiser than men. That would be reading too much into the use of grammar. And he was definitely not referring to some type of goddess named Wisdom or Sophia. Now, look, Let's look at the following trait she has. This will be in Proverbs 3, verse 13 up to 34, I think, or 35. So Proverbs 3:13, let's go there. Proverbs 3:13, happy is a man that find wisdom, or happy is a man that find her. In James Fawcett Brown commentary, men are invited to seek wisdom because it teaches those principles by which they may obtain God's guidance and avoid the society and influence of the wicked and the men that get understanding. In verse 14, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is precious more than ruby. She is more precious than ruby. And all the things you can desire are not to be compared unto her. Imagine, brethren, wisdom is more precious than ruby. Imagine all the reward that is waiting for all of us if we have the wisdom of God. In verse 16, the length of days in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. This is all good, brethren, because you have wisdom. God will give you long life, riches, and honor. Isn't this what God granted to Solomon when Solomon asked for wisdom? God gave him not only wisdom, but also long life, riches, and honor. And that can be seen in 1 Kings 3 verse 13. 1 Kings 3 verse 13, and I have also given you that which you has not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall be any among kings like unto thee in all thy days. In Proverbs 3:17, let's continue. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Of all the kings of Israel, only Solomon never had to go to war, unlike his father, King David. Israel was at peace throughout his reign, throughout Solomon's reign. In verse 18, she is a tree of life. Wisdom is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retained her upon her, and happy. Oh, that retained her. Meaning, wisdom will give us eternal life only to those who take hold of her. She is a tree of life, brethren. She is a tree of life. She has the everlasting life. The Lord, Proverbs 3 verse 19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge, verse 20, by his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, verse 21, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Meaning, we are encouraged, brethren, to, by the divine example of it, to keep sound wisdom and to seek its possession. Verse 22, so they shall be light unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Verse 23, then you shall walk in your way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. meaning there will always be protection from above if you have God's wisdom. Verse 24, when you lie down, you shall not be afraid. When you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. Verse 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. It means we don't have to worry about sudden fear, for there is assurance that God is our refuge and God is our protection. Verse 26, for the Lord shall be your confidence and shall keep your foot from being taken. God shall be the source of our strength. Proverbs 3, verse 27, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do it. Meaning, we have to fulfill all obligation, both in justice and charity. Verse 28, say not unto thy neighbors, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when you have it. That's the same thing, brethren, that we have to fulfill all our obligation in justice and in charity. Proverbs 3, verse 29, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwells securely by you. Verse 30, strive not with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Meaning, do not abuse confidence and avoid litigation. Proverbs 3, verse 31, envy you not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Verse 32, for the proverb is abomination to the Lord, but his secret, brethren, his secret is with the righteous. Brethren, so much secrets or mystery was revealed to the Ark of God foundation. So much. Proverbs 3, verse 33, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blessed the habitation of the just. Look at the house of the Philadelphia Church of God right now. Curse is now in the house of the Philadelphia Church of God. Ministers are dying one after the other in all corners of the world. And now look at us. More revelations are being revealed through us, through the two witnesses, like the transhuman revelation we heard this morning. Proverbs 3:34, surely scorn the scorners, but he give grace unto the lowly. And in Proverbs 3, verse 35, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Brethren, the wise, the one who have wisdom, shall inherit glory. We will all inherit glory and honor, for we are wisdom. In conclusion, brethren, isn't this talking about where we are right now? God's secret is in the Ark of God foundation. We have tremendous amount of revelation in our midst every time the two witnesses speaks. See, his wisdom can be summed up like this. See, the Ark of God foundation, we are wisdom. And in the final lyrics of the song, See is Wisdom, the singer begged twice. The singer, Mr. Joel Hilker, begged twice and says, She is the tree of life. Don't let her go. Don't let her go. She is wisdom. Meaning, don't come out from the Ark of God foundation, for she is wisdom. Glory and honor belongs to God, Abba Yahuwah. Happy Sabbath, brethren.